while ago, I was bussing a table over there, and the lady says, "Hey, does Tom Thayer ever really come in here?" And I said, "Hey, I'm bussing your table." And she kind of got, you know, a little bit of a shock, because people come in here and they see the name, but they don't necessarily understand the family support of it.
The name Thayer Brothers might grab their attention, but it's the home-cooked meals by Tom's 84-year-old mom that keeps customers coming back every day.
It's just everything I cooked every day at home for the kids were basically an old-fashioned home-cooked restaurant. The good thing about it is I make all the specials, I do all the cooking, but I don't have to clean up.
Not only does Anna Mae do the cooking, but you'll even find her grocery shopping for the ingredients.
Today I have stuffed green peppers, so I went out and bought the peppers. The lasagna, I had to go buy, and the ricotta cheese and everything that goes in lasagna. But every day I'll go and shop for the next day.
She's a busy lady.
Crazy. It's like she's 84, she has more energy than I do.
The ever-changing menu is what has kept the regulars happy for the past two decades.
It gives us the freedom to kind of do what we want to do. If we want to try something new and see how it goes, we can do that. There are people that come here daily. There's the front table right over here. There is a group of guys that come here every day.
I grew up with their kids. I went to grade school right, you know, three blocks over here. So some of the people that are come in here, everyday customers, I've known for over 50 years.
That's who I cook for. It's my regulars that come in. They'll tell me what they want. And I'll say, okay, we'll have it Monday.
But there's one thing that Tom makes sure is always on the menu.
I make at least two pots of chicken soup a day, which is our best seller.
My mom makes the best chicken noodle soup in the history of the world, and I'll eat it every single day I come in here. It's kind of a neat menu because something catches your eye every day on it, so you can't go in there, oh, I'm going in there for this. No, because you may see that on the menu, but there could be three other things that, you know, look at just as good.
The Thayer Classic caught my eye, though. I feel like that's what I have to have. I mean, when in Rome.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a big mound of roast beef on a huge roll, and then a marinara sauce, melted cheese, and then it has grilled onions and mushrooms over the top of that.
So it's healthy, is what you're saying. That's
well, it's not unhealthy, you know, because they give you, you know, you get like pasta salad and you get coleslaw and you get soup with it. So there's other things that kind of like will even it all out.
As you can see, I clearly enjoyed the Thayer Classic because there's not much left.
The Thayer family takes great pride in their food and keeping customers happy.
The restaurant is a very difficult business. It's very hard. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'm proud that we've been able to stay as busy as we have all these years. Tom comes down, basically critiques us all the time. You know, lets us know whether we're doing it good or we're not doing it good. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Big Rick said you're kind of a stickler when you come in here, though.
I am, just because that's the way I've always been raised. You know, my mom and dad have been married for 64 years, going on their 65th year of marriage, and the support that they've given my family, and then I'm the youngest one in my family. So you just want to be supportive of the business, but you also want to make sure that they're doing the best possible job they can do.
But you're not afraid to bust dishes? I like that.
Hey, I bust tables every time I come in here. And I will go in the back and cut French fries, or, you know, I'll sit there and kind of be a real system of checks and balances. Because if I taste something and I don't like it, I'll make them throw it all away. Best French fries in the history of French fries.
Not every man who has a Super Bowl ring would willingly bust tables and cut French fries. But for Tom, his family's success in his hometown has always been the most important.
You know, one thing about, you know, having the opportunity to play for the Bears or go to Notre Dame or whatever, it was always about coming back to Joliet. And if it was going to come back to Joliet, it was going to include my family.
I've always been proud of the city of Joliet. It is our hometown. We were born and raised here. My family's been here our entire life. I also have the bar next door, 30 Buck Sports Bar.
30 Buck was the name of a very successful football play in Joliet Catholic's playbook.
Did Big Rick come up with that name?
Well, he was the ball carrier on that play. I think that was the name they came up with, the tavern, because it meant something to everybody, because he does own the restaurant with the guy that played in the backfield with him throughout high school.
So football really has been a big part of this.
Football has been everything. You know, football, nobody in my family went to college until Big Rick got a scholarship. And then he kind of spearheaded it. Because then after Rick got a scholarship and went to college, so did I. But then after that, every single member of my family, my niece and nephew, went to college. Football is the reason that we had an opportunity to get an education and have the success in my family that we've had.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
When I go to Thayer Brothers, what should I order?
Well.
Because I'm a big man. I need like a hearty meal.
Well, I demolished the Thayer Classic, as you saw.
Yes.
That's a big sandwich. The lasagna, though, so good.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was bomb.
Yeah.
Bomb.com.
Really, really good. Everything was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check that out.
We'll make a road trip there one day.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going in the compact car.
Perfect. Finally got the invite.